If you've ever wondered where your data is stored, maybe those family vacation photos, your medical records, podcasts, or that fantasy football trade you made, it could all be here.
It requires a badge access and also a fingerprint scan.
In a highly secure gray building on a 70-acre campus in Richardson, deep in the endless rows of computer servers stacked behind fenced-in cages. It looks a little like a prison, except...
You know, there's not a lot of people here, so it's mainly for running computers.
Brian Marsh is vice president of Digital Realty. It's a global company that sells real estate for data. His clients could care less about lush amenities like private conference rooms or gyms. What they want is security, electricity, and space. Marsh won't say who these clients are. Top industries include banking, healthcare, retail, and it'd be difficult to figure it out. There's even a large white curtain concealing some computer servers. One thing he does reveal, business is good.
Demand keeps growing and exploding, and it's almost tough to keep up with it.
Demand is growing because of us.
You and I use a data center every day when we use our phones, when we use an app to order something, when we trade, when we look at an insurance, when we bank, when you play a game. Every time you're hitting a data center.
Bo Bond is managing director with commercial real estate firm JLL. His research shows North Texas is the number three data center market in the country right now. Northern Virginia and Northern California take the top two spots, which makes sense since they're government and tech centers. So why North Texas?
When you get to Dallas, we're very diverse on our industries. And we have a very low cost of power, low taxation, centrally located, great airport, easy to develop.
Those ingredients have lured third-party data centers like Digital Realty and major companies. In July, Facebook started building a $1 billion data center in Fort Worth, not far from a center owned by Blue Cross Blue Shield and another for Citigroup. Bond says states and cities are actually fighting to recruit data centers because, dull as they sometimes are, they can be a gold mine.
First off, the amount of investment is much greater than any other piece of real estate, much more than an office building, a warehouse, a retail, a hotel. And to a municipality, that's tax revenue, right? And then also I'll use tax in a different way. One of the benefits to a data center is it doesn't really tax your infrastructure. It doesn't necessarily put another kid in the schools.
At least 23 states, including Texas, have specially tailored incentives to attract data centers. That's according to the Associated Press. Data centers don't employ a lot of people, so they don't add much traffic or noise pollution. The biggest concern is energy use. Keeping all those servers cool requires an enormous amount of power. And the Natural Resources Defense Council says waste and inefficiency are on the rise. To combat that trend, Bond says more companies are turning to renewable sources.
Matter of fact, if you read more about Facebook, they're buying wind power and they're bringing that in from West Texas.
Because who has 2 extra seconds to load that video of a cat riding a Roomba? Lauren Silverman, KERA News.